What are you unapologetically a fan of? How about this? From Illinois, I am a 60-plus heavy metal musician. Been a fan of metal music my whole life, but I unapologetically love K-pop. Makes sense. Me, the big woodsman burly type truck driver. But I love Civil War reenactment. Yeah, that happens.
For a long time, I was unapologetically a big fan of Cake Boss.
You were. You loved Cake Boss.
I loved that show. Yeah.
What happened?
I just stopped. I just
well,
got
I mean,
out
didn't
of
his
it.
Hands get crushed? And it'd be probably a lot harder to watch him make goofy cakes if he's got no hands.
His hand got stuck in like the bowling ball pin setter, right?
Yeah.
It didn't have punch holes in it.
It just kept going in and out, but not in the fun way.
Yeah. Didn't he just get a DUI? Didn't we play audio of him
saying,
and
then we
like,
found out it happened in like 2017.
I'm the Cake Boss. You can't arrest me.
Oh, yeah. Happened a while ago.
So he didn't just get one. It was news to us recently, gotcha. However.
Are these cuffs made of modeling chocolate?
This one, I'm a 39-year-old man who's a welder fabricator. But I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I loved it since I was younger, had a crush on Willow. I light up everything Buffy's brought up. I'm also unapologetically a fan of most, if not all, 90s chick grunge. Alanis Morissette,
yes.
Jewel, I love it all.
Oh, man.
Me too, I guess. Okay,
yeah, I like
now that you mention it.
Like
yeah,
a lot of
I don't
that.
Mind it.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a show right now, but I was unapologetically a fan of Smallville.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the TV show Smallville. Way past the point where I should have been the target audience. I was not the target audience, but I loved that show.
I was that way with Real World and Road Rules and The Challenge.
God, yeah.
I was watching that when I was old enough to be the cast member's father. Well, the new ones, because some of the people keep coming back. They're the same age as me. But I finally broke ranks with that because MTV only airs ridiculousness. I think they still do new episodes. I just don't see it anymore. Text from Maitland's father. I wonder where Matt got her rock fetish. I'm going to get a tumbler to use at work.
Oh, yeah. He did. He always talked about getting a rock tumbler, keeping it in the garage.
Sounds like you're a family of talking about doing things.
Yeah.
And we're a family of rock stars.
How much is a rock tumbler?
I wouldn't think terribly. I mean, I'm sure an entry level one.
Went for $70 at Harbor Freight.
Hell yeah.
This one, I unapologetically love pickled eggs and smoked cheese. Even if it's 100 degrees out and my air conditioner doesn't work, I will eat them at the same time every time.
I do love anything pickled. Anything.
Anything?
Oh, yeah. I don't care how hot my breath gets. Unapologetically gonna eat all of the pickled onions, pickled asparagus, pickled anything you want me to try. I'm down.
This one. I'm a 60-year-old welder, hunter, and veteran. And I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too. That one's old enough where they weren't in the demo when it came out.
No, they would have been.
That's awesome.
Way past it. Got a lot of welders listening.
Welders like us.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do well with the tradesmen.
Steve, what do you unapologetically love now?
Hold on, Maitland. I have a nice rock tumbler Maitland can have. Text me back right here in town.
Yes.
You go scoop that thing up.
I'm gonna.
I'm kind of unapologetically a fan of Bluey these days.
Oh, my God,
I'm going through my Bluey era.
Are you?
Yeah. I like it. It's a good show.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Oh, Bluey's very good.
God, Bluey's great.
Yeah.
Is it better than... Blaze and the Monster Machines that I wish hadn't been a thing when
definitely.
All my kids were
little. Yeah, much better than Blaze. I don't mind Blaze, but I mean, when it comes to good, wholesome family fun, Bluey's there.
It moves at such a nice, slow pace, and it's just really adorable and sweet.
Yeah, there's the lesson. There's always the lesson, obviously.
You gotta have a lesson.
And, you know, Bluey and Bingo, they always get into trouble in some way, but, you know, the parents are there.
Being
Bandit,
awesome.
Yeah, Bandit and Chili, very supportive of their children.
Let's try Jeremy in Mississippi. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, just got to the job site.
What are you?
I listen to y'all every morning.
Unapologetically a fan of?
I'm a fan of horror movies. Especially the Michael Myers franchise. I picked my little girl off the school bus dressed like Michael Myers, freaking the kids up. Sometimes I go to the supermarkets dressed like and get a lot of fans' pictures taken, this and that. And I'm actually trying to be the Michael Myers of Hendersonville, like that one guy from, I guess, Instagram.
Okay. So you're like on a regular day, not on Halloween, well, especially on Halloween, yes, sir, but like on a regular day, you're going down to pick up some tomatoes, yes, and I don't know what else, but you're dressed like, yes, Michael, sir, Myers. Are you the one who sent the picture of you in front of the mystery machine?
Yes, sir.
Is that your mystery machine?
No, he was actually in a parking lot that I just decided to walk up in and I seen him.
Right. That was a weird juxtaposition. Crazy Mike Myers face in front of the Scooby-Doo mystery machine. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, I seen it, and then I had a photo up. I was like, yes.
Well, good luck on being the Michael Myers of Hendersonville. I would vote for you if they held a vote. I'm 46. I'm a cop. And I, like a lot of men my age, absolutely love 90 Day Fiancé. There are a lot of you.
That was you too. You watched that for a long time, right?
I was watching it by proxy with my ex-wife. That was on when... I can't talk about that part. Never mind.
Is that where No Neck Ed came from?
Yes.
That was the show he was on, right? Okay. This text I enjoyed. Oh, crap. Where did it go? Hold on. 33-year-old cabinet builder, sports guy, outdoorsman, and I've watched every episode of One Tree Hill 3 times.
All right.
3 times. Wow. I watched all of Desperate Housewives, and I was a little excited to hear they're doing a reboot.
I love Desperate Housewives.
Did you?
Oh my God.
But you were a young woman at the time. I was a middle-aged man already.
Yeah, but it's still good.
And I didn't watch it with someone. I watched it alone on Monday afternoon when I got home from work every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes Tuesdays, if True Blood was on, another one that's embarrassing.
I'm in my mid-30s, a dad of 2, oldest is 3.5. I'm unapologetically a fan of How to Train Your Dragon movies and kids series. Also love the nice Sea Beasts. What is that? Nice Sea Beasts, high quality cinema there.